This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Talk about at the start of the week, including those fires in California. We're going to get to them in a second, but how about what is happening with these payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal? That's certainly front page stuff, although that's been knocked around. Who better to talk about that kind of stuff coming out of Washington than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, how about it? What is the scoop on that?
Well, the fact is that Donald Trump obviously had a very good relationship with the head of the National Enquirer. And what he basically did, which has been well known, is that National Enquirer paid off. They bought the story, but then they never ran it. Now the question is he going to be subpoenaed by either the House or possibly by Robert Mueller? And is he going to talk? And that's the question. We don't know.
All right, so we don't know. So that's kind of on hold. We'll see where that is. And you're right. Certainly heard about those payoff things before from the National Enquirer. In the meantime, we've got these wildfires in Southern and Northern California. I've had friends that have had to be evacuated. I know you know a lot of people. What's happening with that?
Okay, so in Northern California, which is near San Francisco, there basically have been, I think, 49 people that they've identified. It depends who you talk to. It's between 100 and 200 people that they have not heard from, but they've identified 49 bodies. Now, in Southern California, what we know is that two people have died. So far, nobody has been unaccounted for. But even though Donald Trump said that this was because of poor quality management, the fact is in Southern California, it's in Malibu, and there's no forest there. So it's probably climate change, and that is what the governor of California is calling it.
Wow. So do you think this is when the smoke has cleared, so to speak, it's going to become even more political?
Well, I have no idea whether it's going to become more political or not, but I can tell you that the California delegation, which is mainly Democrats, but there are some Republicans, will object wildly. And, of course, the California delegation will be in the House, which will be in January, controlled by the Democrats. So it'll be very interesting to hear what happens. And my guess is there will be hearings on the California fires.
Yeah. The other thing everybody's talking about washing out of Washington, so to speak, is the Mueller investigation. Saturday Night Live is having a field day with it. On that?
Certainly.
It is funny,
so
yeah.
What we know about the Mueller investigation is that the appointed attorney general has not been confirmed for any office by the Senate. And you have four senators, one who's leaving, Jeff Flake, one who's coming in, which is, of course, Mitt Romney, but two that are currently there have said, hey, look, we don't want to get rid of the Mueller investigation. He was asked to do a job, and he's been doing his job, and that's what we want. That's basically what they've said. They said it in different words, but that's basically what they've said. And so even if they get rid of Mueller, my guess is that the House Foreign Relations Committee will get him to testify. They will ask him for written documents, all that kind of stuff. So I think the Mueller investigation will go on no matter what Donald Trump says.
Yeah. And then the Florida recounts has been ordered, and that's a huge deal. And then the Arizona Senate election. Wow. Can't we get this straight?
Well, first of all, Florida has been at the forefront, as remember, in the year 2000 with the hanging chads.
Yeah.
But the fact is that Florida now passed a rule actually saying that felons can vote, which means that instead of being a purple state, it will probably turn to becoming a blue state. And because if you have somewhere between 1 million and 1.5 million felons voting, then we don't know how many there would be, but they will be enfranchised to vote. So that is one thing. Secondly, Donald Trump said, well, there's all this collusion and fake ballots and that kind of stuff, but there's been no proof of that. And so they have till Thursday at 3 o'clock, I believe, to count the ballots. And that will be very interesting to see what happens on that front.
Yeah, no kidding. And then Amazon, final choices. Were you surprised by the two cities?
No, I wasn't, because they let it sort of out of the bag that they were going to choose two cities. And once they decided to choose two cities, we knew that the suburbs of Washington, D.C., which is in Virginia, would be one of them, and New York City, the other one. They sort of let that cat out of the bag last week. And so nobody's terribly surprised.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But for both of those places, that means a whole bunch of money gets pumped in, right?
A whole lot of money and housing. And but, of course, New York is very worried about transportation, because they say that the subway is already very filled. But if it's out, it depends where New York it actually is.
Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, as always, Ellen, thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'll be talking to you again on Thursday night, actually. Thursday, Friday morning, whenever it is.
Oh, awesome. All right, so we'll see Ellen Ratner again here on America Tonight. Thanks.
Thank you.
And you heard what Ellen had to say about the fires. Just crazy what's happened in California. And, in fact, at the bottom of the hour, bottom of this hour, we're going to talk to one of my very best friends. Her name is Annie Z. Her family had to be evacuated. And I'll let her tell the story, but it was pretty scary as we were going back and forth. I thought I was going to have her come drive to our house. It was crazy trying to find hotel space and then also what it looked like. I mean, really, how close it is, and trying to evacuate and then trying to get back in. And the death toll and for the campfire is crazy. But on the other side of this, on Southern California, so many structures destroyed too. So the campfire is the deadliest wildfire in California's history now because of the 42 people dead. I mean, it is sobering stuff, really, honestly. The responders to this, which is mostly fire officials who have combed through the areas, meaning they're finding corpses burned to death in cars, running away from cars, in homes, and this is why it's, you know, started to add up. They're getting two portable, mobile, basically morgue units from the military and cadaver dogs to help with the search, because so many people were missing, and that's no ending for anybody. But to not even have closure as to where are they, just officially find them, it's just awful, awful, awful. And then trying to identify the victims. And they've actually identified the first three victims of the campfire: Ernest Foss, who is 65 years old, and Jesus Fernandez, a 48-year-old, not even 50, and then another 77-year-old, Carl Wiley. And they've set up a DNA lab, too, to identify more victims as fast as they can. And what happened is people would try to flee, and they would be right squarely in the middle of the fire. Truly a tragedy, and the tires would burn, and then they would get out of the car and run in some cases, where it was just too late as they tried to get out. Because what happens is it seems as though it's far away, but then a spark happens, and then something completely different alters where that fire's going. All right, much more to come your way. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
November, smokers across the nation take part in what is called the American Cancer Society Great American Smoke Out event. So it is about that, using the date, making a plan, quitting, helping somebody else quit, quitting for a day. And I wonder if the rate of smokers has dropped. You know, has the smoking rate dropped or not? Or is it on an upswing? Who better to have on than Kevin McGurr? He has all these letters behind his names, RN, MS, MPH. He's a clinical professor, School of Nursing, University of California, San Francisco. Hey, Kevin, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So there's the question, and everybody always wants to know statistically, are we seeing a drop in smoking?
Yes. I mean, the news continues to be very positive, and over the last 50 or so years, particularly, you know, since the famous Surgeon General's report in 1964, a third of people are now smoking than smoked back, you know, around 1965. It was around 42% then, and it's around 14% latest CDC figures. So that's very, very, very good news.
Yeah, and some people think there's no question that the alternative, the non-combustible forms of tobacco and e-cigs, have also contributed to the drop in smoking. Do you think that's true? I'll tell you, I see a lot of people vaping.
Well, in a relatively recent article in the British Medical Journal, they were reporting on a survey that happened here in the U.S., and they looked at smokers between 2010 and 2014. And there were, I believe, about 161,000 people that were surveyed. And clearly, individuals who were using e-cigarettes had an almost twice the rate of quitting or quit attempts than people who were not electronic cigarette users. And the people who were using e-cigarettes were more likely at a greater percentage, a statistically significant rate, to actually sustain their quit rate. So using alternatives like electronic cigarettes definitely show promise for people who are still smoking.
Yeah, so having said that, then you see what's happening in some of these states, Kevin, like California and Minnesota, and there's a lot of conversation about new laws going into effect to ban retail sales of flavored tobacco products, whether they're combustible or not. So when you talk about what you just said, are these flavors are important for smokers trying to switch to the alternatives? And then what happens when these ban kicks in and people are relying on that?
Conversations that I have with people who are more in the know about the market around flavored cigarettes say invariably flavors are important to smokers. It's something that basically helps them get away and kind of disconnect from the former habit of, you know, cigarette smoke. So I believe it's very unfortunate and it's regressive to be banning flavors, given that that's what's getting people away from combustible tobacco use. I think we also understand that, you know, and it's probably true, that they definitely have appeal to young folk. And that's the concern, is that it's bringing more younger people into a potential nicotine addiction, which I am definitely in support of doing whatever we can as a society and a legal system to keep drugs, you know, out of the hands of minors. Although the reality is that, you know, youth drug experimentation will probably go on long past when we're alive. So from my perspective, I'm not advocating, you know, electronic cigarette use for minors, but clearly they have had a role in keeping minors away from combustible tobacco use.
We're speaking with Kevin McGurr, clinical professor, School of Nursing, University of California, San Francisco, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And so when we look at all of this and we talk about, you know, the dangers of smoking and, again, the misleading information, some of it that's out there with the smoke-free products, obviously, when you talk about it, you get the word out and various health officials talk about it, that certainly perks up the conversation, I would say. But I guess there would have to be lobbying and more of a push on the other side, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, frankly, you know, we're at a point, Kate, where I have to confess that I think I'm an advocate for, you know, anything that's going to help move people away from, you know, combustible cigarettes. But the people who are against them they're winning the war at this point. And I think a lot of it has to do with youth smoking. That's the concern. And I'm repeating what I said earlier. We have to address that issue. And I think that some of the manufacturers or all the manufacturers are attempting to respond to that, to do whatever they can to discourage individual young people from, you know, experimenting with electronic cigarettes. I think it's going to take a while before people begin to understand that the benefits outweigh the risks. And it's just a matter of continuing to hit that message. And to also underscore that, you know, with respect to how this hurts people who are still smoking. I mean, given what I just said around, you know, some of the data that underscores how electronic cigarettes are helping folks, there's also some data, and it's data, by the way, is never consistent. There's always, you know, another piece of data that we'll contest. But the campaign against electronic cigarettes, you know, is also winning, even with the adult population. You know, in some surveys, 40% and more of individuals believe that electronic cigarettes are as dangerous as smoking. And that itself, for me, is very, very dangerous. The fact that we're communicating that message, that in fact there's no evidence to point to that. In fact, there's evidence to the contrary that electronic cigarettes are in fact safer.
And Kevin, in your line of work, you've seen this. What is it like to shake off nicotine addiction? I hear it's one of the toughest things to do.
Well, I have some personal experience with that, Kate. I was a former smoker, and, you know, like a lot of people who, you know, attempt to stop, it took me a good 4 or 5 times to basically break the habit on a longer-term basis. Now I'm decades since I have had my last cigarette. I worked a lot with people who have other substance use addictions, and what I hear anecdotally, you know, from folks is that nicotine is worse than getting off heroin, worse than getting off speed, worse than getting off alcohol. And I suspect that's probably not true for everybody. But part of the reason I certainly understand is that when smoking, which still is a legal drug, and if it's integrated or historically was integrated with every aspect of your day, you know, you didn't have to wait until, you know, cocktail hour to start drinking. You didn't have to go into some closet to shoot up drugs. You know, you could be out and very open about smoking, and it could be historically part of your work day. So when it's so intertwined with people's daily activity, it makes it very, very difficult. The other piece that I think it's important, Kay, for us to basically also underscore and bring some attention to, well, the nicotine is, in fact, very addicting, but people are also very habituated to the ritual of taking a cigarette out of a pack, you know, lighting up, listening to what that sounds like, you know, the experience of the smoke, the experience of the cigarette, you know, between one's lips. We know that that is an important part of the whole ritual for individuals. And I think that, you know, that may be part of what gives electronic cigarettes some promise, because it mirrors, it reflects, it simulates the experience of the smoking habit.
Yeah, well said. Kevin McGurr, thanks so much. Again, clinical professor, School of Nursing, University of California, San Francisco, a former smoker himself, talking about just how tough it is. Kev, thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so remember, on the 15th, it is the Great American Smokeout. We're bouncing out, then we're going to California. Ooh, horrible fires. We're going to talk to one of my best friends and what it was like to have to evacuate her home next on ATN.
I left a note on his dresser, and my
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New numbers as we learn at least 42 people have now been killed in the California wildfires. DNA experts on scene as some of the people killed in their cars as flames jump roads and highways. Celebrities in the hard-hit Malibu area doing their part to help. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter.
Where we're going to see winds 30 to 40 miles an hour. That clearly has us concerned. We have a lot of resources out on this fire right now.
As for the situation in Malibu and Calabasas, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says wind still the biggest problem.
We're seeing these really strong, strong winds, and that's true even in Northern California on the campfire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America Tonight. I'll tell you what, the campfire, the deadliest wildfire in California history, up north by Sacramento, 42. Now the death toll as of late Monday. I just checked that. And the Woolsey Fire, terrible, burning in Ventura and Los Angeles counties, blamed for two fatalities, more than 6,500 homes destroyed. My best friend, Annie Z, lives in Thousand Oaks, California. I was just out there, gosh, probably 8 weeks ago. Beautiful, beautiful area. In fact, she took me up all the way up in the hills so I could see some of the great houses and the vantage point they had in looking at these incredible views down in the valley. And she got caught up in it and had to actually escape from what could have been deadly fires right there in her neighborhood. Annie, we're so glad that you're okay. Tell the listeners about what it was like for you when you realized the fire was pretty close.
Hey, Kate. Yeah, it was really kind of crazy. I mean, Thursday night, it was getting kind of bad, you know. I mean, we're in the hills, not exactly up to the hills, but, you know, not like a hill in my backyard, but we're in the hills. And that's what you always dream of in L.A. is the two things. You want to be either live in the hills or live by the beach, the two things that ultimately, you know, can get to you. But it was crazy. It was like 12:30, quarter to one. And I took my little cockapoo, who is the quintessential California dog, 25-pound cockapoo named Gidget, for the little girl surfer girl midget Gidget. So I take Gidget out, and it's like smoke is there and not looking great, but, you know, not terrible. Then it was like, you know, 12:30, quarter to one, I take her out to use the potty, and the smoke is now not just smoke, but it's got the orange in it, which obviously means it's got the flames in it. And they can't be more than probably two and a half miles away. And I've got my mother and I've got my sister and I've got, and I just go back to the house and I just say, we're leaving now. And my mom is like, you mean we're not going to bed now? I go, no, we're not going to bed now. We're going. We're out of here. And it was like 12:45 in the morning. And one of our best friends from the dog park, we all have dog park friends. We called her and asked her what she was doing. And she said, hey, I'm going to my in-laws. And they're in the Pacific Palisades behind the gates in some mansion, whatever. And you're more than welcome to join us. Well, we had already tried hotels, everything. I mean, here's my best story of the night is there's a 5-star hotel in Santa Monica because I'm just thinking of where we can go to. And it had, you know, properties that had yards or something because of the dog. And I call this 5-star property that will remain nameless. And I go, you know, hey, you know, we're just trying to get out. Do you have any rooms? Well, no, we don't have any rooms available, but we do have one of our 900 square foot bungalows available that usually run for $3,000 a night. And under the circumstances, we would give it to you for two. And I'm
nice.
Like, $2,000 a night. Well, you can get it down to at least one, maybe. Oh, no, ma'am. I can get it to two. So, I mean, you have to find humor initiatives. Like, this is L.A. $3,000 a night?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to escape the fires. Do you think I can do something? Yes, ma'am, a bungalow. Oh, we have a bungalow. Your puppy would love the bungalow. Well, yeah, hell yeah, anybody would love the bungalow. So it's like we go to this gated community off of Sunset Boulevard, and the people were just fabulous. They were we didn't know them. They were fabulous, but this is something I have to tell you. I've lived here for probably close to 25 years. And it's the most terrific thing I've ever seen. I mean, there was like, the problem was there was like fires to the left of you, fires to the right. There was just fires everywhere. It wasn't like it was one little bitty fire, this whole Woolsey fire. And that's the name of it is because it started on a street in Oak Park, which is a suburb just above us. So Kate, I can't explain it to you. We got home today after spending 3 nights. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're at a fabulous place, one of the main hotels at Universal Studios. And, you know, little Gidget was just the hit of the place. She got her burger, no bun. She loved her room service. Everybody said, oh, hi, it's Gidget. You know, you had to find some humor in something. But on the way, we're driving home today, finally able to come home. Because they were mandatory evacuations. I mean, it isn't like we were doing something out of the goodness of our heart. I mean, they were going to come around with cops and tell you to get out because they have to have people leave so that they have room for the fire trucks and shit. And there were still smoldering hills when we came home today. I mean, literally hills that had already burned, but you could still see the smoke coming out from under them. They were smoldering. I mean, it was like, remember that movie that came out like about 10 years ago, Dennis Quaid, The Day After or something? There was a cataclysmic
thing.
It's like you feel like it's Armageddon. It's like it really is.
And wow.
My God, we've had a few people killed, nothing like up north. But it's just, and you know what? It does show you something. You know, they talk about, oh, the celebrity's home, whatever. Well, you know, I've been in the entertainment industry my whole career out here. I've been in television. I'm now in, you know, sports talk and stuff like that. And celebrities are people, too. And, you know, they showed Gerard Butler, and his home was, like, to the ground. Well, you know, he had memories. He had pictures. He had, you know, things that, you know, his kids loved. I mean, so it's just they make a point to talk about the celebrities, but you have to put yourself past that and go, they're just, you know, unless you're Kim Kardashian and Kanye West who rented their own firefighters. You heard that one.
Yes.
They rented their own firefighters.
They were saving that mansion.
Yeah, right. By God, fire? Uh-oh. Our $60 million mansion is not going up. They rented their own, and their cul-de-sac people are thanking them beyond belief because, of course, they saved the cul-de-sac, so they saved their house. But that's the dichotomy in L.A. You have some poor schlub who's in a trailer park that gets destroyed in Malibu, and then you have Kanye West and Kim Kardashian who can afford their own fire protection with trucks and everything. I mean, I've never witnessed anything like it. I guess I'm one of the odd ones here that I've survived. I guess I shake and bake. That's all I can say. I survived the last huge earthquake we've had here, the Northridge quake in the 90s that was like an 8.2. And now this is a cataclysmic fire event. So it's true, though. I mean, that's the problem with L.A. in Southern California, Northern California. It's paradise. I mean, today it had the nerve to be blowing 45-mile-an-hour winds, but it was still 78 degrees. You know, talk to relatives in Michigan, you know, snow and sleet and 15 degrees. You know, so that's why you don't leave. I mean, they'll show you these people with their home burned down to the ground, still smoldering. They go, what are you going to do next? Leave. You know?
Right. But they talk about rebuilding. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And you see all the charred cars and, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And what about the animals? I guess they got the animals out, too. They did a pretty good job of that. It looks like the horses and the dogs and the
cats. Thank God, you know, the big Ventura County Animal Humane Society, whatever, they got most of the animals out. You know, some people are, you know, I'd shoot them myself, you know. Like, leave their animals behind, like, tied to a leash to the tree. Mm. You know, really? You know, I had Gidget, who was getting room service, you know? So, just, you know, they're people, too. And you just have to take care of them. And the thing that was kind of the coolest was that some people that couldn't get out the horses, because a lot of equestrians and stuff like that, you know, people have equestrian homes and all that, they just took them to the beach. Because the fire wasn't going to come to the beach. It wasn't going to go past the beach. So that was kind of cool. So you had, like, horses running. It was like, a scene from the original Planet of the Apes. Horses on the beach, you know. I mean, it's just wild. It was surreal. It was wild. Everybody that I've seen so far has had a great attitude. And really, I mean, I won't mention it, but the hotel chain that we were at was an incredible hotel chain, and they had other people were there. Now, yes, they take your pet. They charge you $75 a day extra for the dog, but they were accommodating, and they were asking if there's anything they could do and everything. So not everybody in L.A. is just, you know, ruthless, you know, but I think this caught people by surprise, and I will tell you something for your listeners. I lean to the right in my politics, and I've never paid any attention to all the garbage about global warming and all that. I mean, I've always kind of believed the philosophy. It's cold. It's hot. It's weather. You know, shut up, mm-hmm. people. It's weather. Mm-hmm. But to have this happen in almost mid-November, the Santa Ana winds are what caused this, and the Santa Ana winds normally are an end of summer event, end of August, beginning of September, where the winds are 45, 50 miles an hour. And that's what drives these fires. They can't stop them because the winds are just too ferocious. But they've never been like this. You don't have Santa Ana winds in November. Santa Ana winds are August and September, but they're not in the middle of November. And it's just... it's bizarre. So that's what I'm saying. I'll be really honest. There's got to be something to it.
Something to it. I agree. Annie, we're out of time. Thank you for revealing all of that to us. We'll be back with more coming up next. Thank goodness she's okay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The man cave. We stepped into the man cave, and I do have to tell you this. It's a miracle. The Giants actually got by the 49ers, another lousy team, 27-23. Eli beleaguered Manning through a 3-yard touchdown pass to Sterling Shepard with 53 seconds left. The Giants snapped that 5-game skid. Wow. So Manning said afterwards, it means a lot. That's what I told the guys this week. We got to work hard. Odell Beckham Jr. said we got to win 8 straight. So there's one. Saquon Barkley had a 23-yard catch. I think he's the bright spot on this team. He was drafted 2nd out of Penn State. And he got the ball into the red zone. Manning connected with Shepard, and then that was it. So they pick up another win on the season. I mean, the Giants came into this game. They had just converted 40% of the red zone trips into touchdowns. So this was a big turnaround from them. You know, and because of the horrible wildfires in California, Niners GM John Lynch welcomed the high school football team from Paradise, the town that was just ravaged by the wildfires in Butte County, about 175 miles north of where they play. And the players and the cheerleaders were on the field for the national anthem. You know, the air quality for the game was even at an unhealthy level, they say, because of the fires. Some people were wearing masks. They did say, because the NFL monitored it, that the AQI, that's how they measure it, the air quality index, which was at 161 at kickoff, never got near 200. They would have had to move the game. So the fire was that far away, and it affected it. But the Giants, and you could see it, like it was, there was some smoke. But the Giants win, and that's big news for them because it was a five-game skid that they were taking into the Bay Area. How about that? Crazy luck for Dez Bryant. Some of you who are sports fans who are listening, especially in the Texas area, but even outside of Texas, Dez Bryant at one point was a star with the Dallas Cowboys. And then he left the Cowboys. Jerry basically said bye-bye. They were still on friendly terms. He was looking for a job. We'll call it that. We'll talk about it in regular guy terms. He was looking for a job. He was supposedly offered 20-some million from the Baltimore Ravens for 3 years, but he thought he could do better, so he held out for a better deal. And then finally, here it is midway through the season, the Saints offered him a mil to finish up the year with them and to be a target for Drew Brees. And in practice, less than a week ago, before he even had a chance to get on the field, he blows out his Achilles down for at least 8 months. So the Saints won't have Dez Bryant, but they found another receiver, so then they have to go after another receiver. They got Brandon Marshall, who agreed to a one-year contract with the team. This is like they're just searching for somebody. Who can we find? We got one guy got a suffered torn Achilles. He's done for the season. Now we're going after Marshall, so we got to give him a little bit of money, but it's still not going to be much compared to what we would have had to give up. So they were looking for somebody to help out on the other side. It couldn't just be all of the, couldn't just be all on Michael Thomas. Let's put it that way, right? Here's something that was interesting that I found interesting anyway, that Saints head coach Sean Payton smashed a fire alarm in the visiting locker room at Paul Brown Stadium. That's where they were on Sunday. It happened before the Saints just ripped the Bengals to shreds. That final score was 51-14. I mean, 51-14. So when the fire alarm had gone off everywhere inside the stadium for 15 minutes, and this happened when New Orleans was getting ready for the game, it started to pop up that Payton decided to take matters into his own hands. So, because it was going off. What were they going to do? So he just smashed the fire alarm in the locker room, couldn't take it anymore. They were going off all over Paul Brown Stadium. And he admitted to his breaking the alarm and offered to pay for the damage. He said, clearly we were having issues with a fire alarm. I needed the noise to stop. Stop the noise. Stop it, please. Please. We need it to stop. And that's what he did. He smashed it. And you should see what it looks like. I mean, it is pretty smashed. Let's put it that way. I don't know if you think about these kinds of things, but if you've been to a game, and especially, we joke about the price of tickets and someone would say, oh, I have nosebleed seats or I'm up far in the stands or whatever. And I was reading a story about a fan that had to get taken to the hospital for the horrible fall from the stands at Nissan Stadium during the Titans home game against the Patriots. I guess in stable condition, that's good news. A 37-year-old, he was in critical, but he was upgraded. So, of course, it was a huge win for the Titans when they beat the Patriots. It happened during, and this is when they're going to say, okay, we can't do these anymore. So it happened during a T-shirt toss in the third quarter. A shirt landed on an awning in the stadium. He lost his balance and accidentally fell over a lower level railing, although it's still not good, and fell through the awning that covers the home team tunnel. Wow. Can you imagine that? All for just a T-shirt. I guess leaning out and then, boom, falls through all of that. Crazy. And there have been some There have been some deaths where people have fallen out of stands. Somebody at one point catching a foul ball. That was a sad one that happened in Texas. There's been a lot of conversations about stadiums and about arenas and what can they do to make them safer and, you know, what happens when somebody leans over to catch something or what if they accidentally fall back. And, you know, there's always that tug of war over the fans' view and what they can, you know, altering that in any way. And in this case, you're on the lower level and there is that awning and then you lean over and then poof, you fall over. And looking at that was, looking at how he must have fallen was very, very sad and luckily upgraded. So that's the good news in all of that. Moving on to what we do in the man cave, bounce around to a couple of different stories related mostly to sports, because in a man cave, what are you doing? You're watching sports usually on some big screen somewhere. You might be playing cards. And if I was in the man cave, and as I have a man cave / she cave, there's some card playing that could be going on. I used to play a lot of Texas Hold'em with my friends. There would be, like, maybe once a month we had a Texas Hold'em game, and it would be so much fun. You never wanted to miss that, because you never knew what was going to happen in that game. You know, we weren't going to walk out a millionaire, but you were sure to have some sort of escapade happen and some kind of fun by the time it was all said and done. Let's just, I guess, put it that way, right? You know, when you talk about you're not going to win a lot of money, Tiger and Phil Mickelson, just, you know, 2 weeks from now, are doing that huge pay-per-view thing, that match. It's going to be played on November 23rd, the Friday after Thanksgiving, at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas. And I just was in Vegas however long that was ago, maybe a month or so ago, and somebody asked me if I had ever played Shadow Creek because they had played and said they played it when you couldn't get on there and hardly anyone ever played and talked about how great it was. But if you want to watch this match, if you want to see Phil and Tiger play, you got to pay $19.99 pay-per-view. The match starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Friday again after Thanksgiving. Do you think a lot of people are going to pay to watch these two play golf? Did you see how they played on the same team together? Now they're going to be competitive against each other. Is it worth it? The good news is that both players are going to donate some of their money to charity, and that's a lot of money. That's up the $9 million, one for all grab. So some of these charities are going to make some money off of that. I just want to know how many people are going to pay $19.99 for the pay-per-view. I'm not so sure. Thanks for listening, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.